You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Doug Jones, but you are listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate.
I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast, featuring Dan.
Hello.
What in the world?
I don't know. And we're produced by the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, we have social media. Go check it out. Instagram, YouTube Shorts, Facebook, TikTok.
See. Also, wait. Yeah, www.limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com. I'm losing it. It's fine.
Okay.
Did you ever have it to begin with? Or
no.
Nope.
No. Nope.
You can't lose it if you never had it. So we all have nothing to lose because we have nothing. I don't know what that means either.
Okay. What are we doing? Video games. We're on video games this week.
Again.
Sorry. We were having issues on the last video, and now my brain's just kind of all over the place. So we are talking about a game that came out in 2023 called Disney Illusion Island. And I'm going to tell you right now, I will never play this game because it is the stupid animation that we see in the railroad thingy. The new animation.
I don't know what this looks like. What's the...
It's the new like DuckTales, new Mickey cartoons.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah, I love you.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
So this genre is a 2D platform. It's not 3D. It's 2D. So this is kind of old school. Released in July of 2023. The main characters are Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy. You can play, I think you, depending on where you are in the game, you play one of them because they each have their own like abilities. But they are on a mysterious island of Monoth.
Mm-hmm.
Very weird. It's a family-friendly adventure where Mickey and friends are invited to Monoth Island for what they think is a picnic. Instead, they are tasked with recovering three stolen magical tomes. If you don't know what a tome is, it's a book that protect the island. The game focuses on exploration, platforming, puzzles, and teamwork rather than combat. Ooh. I will say that when I was watching a video for this game, it reminded me of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, like the coloring and all the things. I'm like, I think these two are supposed to slightly go together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. The developer was Delala Studios.
I don't know.
Disney Games published. The leadership of this game, the director was AJ Grand Scrutton, and the composer was David Housden. And the development team drew inspiration from classic Mickey games such as the Illusion series and modern platforms like Rayman Legends. Those are old games. The goal was to create a game that felt like an interactive Mickey Mouse cartoon. So if you if you go and watch the trailer video, it does look like some of the Silly Symphonies. Kind of that Silly Symphony feel of like their adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. I just wish they would have the right animation style, but you know, whatever. It originally released on Nintendo Switch and has expanded since then. You can now play it on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and on PC as either for Windows or Steam. Let's see here. The expanded edition, so they've expanded it. It's titled Disney Illusion Island, starring Mickey and Friends, includes all free content updates released since launch. So Disney tends to release updates over time and make you pay more money for things. Mm-hmm. As I will talk about next week or in 2 weeks about, or no, whatever, about Dreamlight Valley.
It's like The Sims. Man, you get all those extra packs and stuff.
Tell me about it.
Same crap, you know.
It is. It's very annoying. But I still do it because I love it.
I know.
So some gameplay features. You play as four Disney icons. You can play Mickey, Minnie, Donald, or Goofy. I was watching someone on the video play as Donald, and it was hilarious because he was, like, mad the whole time. He's just, like, doing his mad noises. They all have identical abilities but unique animations and personalities. So I was wrong. The abilities are all the same, but they're, how they interact is different. Let's see here. Some gameplay things. As you progress, you unlock certain things like double jump, wall jump, ground pound. That sounds so wrong. Swinging mechanisms and new traversal abilities. Sammy's face right now.
I have questions.
What's your question? What's a ground pound?
Really, what is a ground pound?
Okay, so a ground pound, you do it in Super Mario 2. You jump up really high, you do a flip, and like go into a cannonball, and you pound into the ground.
Okay.
And it makes the ground shake or break or whatever you've done. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The world is interconnected, encouraging players to revisit previous areas to uncover secrets. So there's the main storyline, and then, of course, there's like side quests that they can do. There is no traditional combat, so the game's most unique features in the absence of combat In the absence of combat, instead of attacking, they're going to dodge hazards, you're going to solve environmental challenges, complete platforming sequences, use movement abilities to overcome obstacles. So it literally is like just puzzles. You are doing puzzles in a 2D format. So, again, for my people who don't know 2D, it's like if you played Super Nintendo, any of the Super Nintendo games where you're just, like, scrolling to the side, that's a 2D format. You can't, like, go straight into the screen like you can with a 3D format, if that makes sense. So the developers felt Mickey and Friends were better suited to adventure and exploration than fighting. I can see that. I mean, Mickey does fight in some games, but, you know, whatever. Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
You can play co-op, which means that four other players can play together locally. Like, you can sync together and play all four characters together. Let's see here. Helpful cooperation actions. So you can hug teammates to restore health or dropping ropes for struggling players. So if the player can't, like, wall jump up, you can drop a rope so they can climb up. Teleporting teammates to safety. That was weird. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Was that my computer or your computer? Oh, no, that was my phone.
I was going to say, my computer did nothing, so.
Sorry, I got an email and apparently it wanted to make a noise. Silent.
How do they teleport each other?
I don't know. There's probably a button.
That was my question, was just how do you teleport?
Hold on. How do you teleport in Illusion Island? You have to unlock something called fast travel ability. By collecting three tomes of knowledge and returning to the library, Disney Illusion Island fast travel. Once you unlock, open the map. Okay, so that's how you get it, but how do you do it? Doesn't say, which is weird. Okay. Normally a guide would tell you. able to use it for any quick saves. I don't know. Well, that's annoying. Okay.
It's a mystery.
There's probably a good, like, website out there that tells you how to do it mm-hmm. after you get it. I would have to flip through all of this junk. Usually, so if you are doing games and you're wanting to know how to get through a certain part, I will say IGN's website normally has great, like, step-by-step guides. But it just kind of depends on the game of what you can find. Yeah, I'm not getting what I want. Sorry.
Okay.
It's probably a button that they do to, like, transport them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's rated E for everyone, and it's gotten mixed to positive reviews. Common praises is beautifully hand-drawn animation, authentic Disney character feel, there's some charming humor, excellent music, great co-op experience, and accessibility options for younger players, which is good, because Disney mm-hmm. games, usually younger players want to play them. Mm-hmm. Some common criticisms: it's limited challenge, no combat, repetitive, and exploration can be repetitive for experienced gamers, which that makes sense. Mm. It sounds like this game is probably more for the younger crowd, is my guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does it hold up visually? Absolutely. Game's strongest feature is the visibility or the visuals. Gameplay, it really depends on who's playing. Disney fans, families, casual players, or younger players holds up very well. Hardcore gamers, players seeking difficult platforming, this is not for you. A lot of Disney games are really not hard. They're just, other mm-hmm. than Kingdom Hearts, yes. it's yeah. not difficult.
It sounds like you play just for the joy of playing it. Like, that's how yeah. they design them.
Right.
Yeah. So if you love Mickey and Friends, enjoy cozy, relaxing games, want a family-friendly co-op game, like exploration over combat, and appreciate Disney animation and storytelling, this is for you. That's Everybody cool. else, if you want a Disney game like that that's harder, go play Kingdom Hearts. We'll talk about mm-hmm. that the last week of gaming. So overall, recommendation, Disney fans usually do an 8.5 to a 9 out of 10. Families, it's a 9 out of 10. Hardcore platformer fans still give it a 7 out of 10. So still holds up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Apparently, there's a fun fact that although it's not officially part of Sega's classic Illusion series, I did not know Sega had an Illusion series. But apparently, back in our day, you had a Sega, there was a Disney Illusion series.
Back in our day.
It was intentionally designed as a spiritual successor to the game like Castle of Illusion starring Mickey Mouse and World of Illusion starring Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. Mm. So I did not own a Sega, so I did not know they had Disney games on Sega.
We were a Nintendo household.
I was.
I had a Sega and a Nintendo.
Did you play those games?
Oh, fancy.
I did not play those games, no, but I had the DuckTales game on Sega. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
We had Aladdin and Lion King.
Yeah,
had and those. To this day, I have never beat either of them.
Aladdin was the only game I played on Super Nintendo that I could actually beat from start to finish in one sitting.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, I can never get past a certain point.
Yeah. Lion King I never beat.
And I think, isn't there a Jungle Book one too?
I think so.
Probably.
Yeah, we had that one too, and I was not good at those games.
Yeah. I got pretty far in The Lion King, but there was one level where you had to, like, do a tuck and roll into, like, a secret area in order to beat it, and I could never find it.
Yeah. Lion King messed up a lot of us back then.
You know, there was a
strategy. Game and the movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But no, you remember the second level, the Can't Wait to Be King level, where you had to ride that ostrich and, like, jump in just the right way?
Yep.
Remember how hard that was?
Yeah. Did I ever get it? Nope.
That was on purpose. They did that on purpose. Literally, that is the hardest level in the whole game.
That is the hardest level in any game.
Yeah. Well, they did that on purpose because people were renting them and they get too far in the game and then they return them. They wouldn't buy them. So they were like, let's just make the first two levels really, really hard. That way they won't be able to beat them and they'll keep renting them.
Mm-mm. Disney.
Yeah.
No, I have one of those like little retro video game kind of consoles, and I hooked it up a while back just for nostalgia's sake. And like, grown man, and I was getting angry like I was at seven. I was like, I forgot how rage-inducing these games were.
Because there's no save points.
Right.
You don't just respawn. No. Like,
That's it.
There was a lot of like, yeah.
Yeah. This is not my, like what I'm about to share is not something I thought of. I saw this on a reel from some video gamers or just from people in our generation. They think that some of the reasons why the younger generations is having trouble with attention span and patience and like determination is not just because of like schooling and stuff, but like even our video games made us like try like we had to put effort into it. We weren't just given a save point. If we died, we started at the beginning again and had to do it all the way over. So like the researchers think that there is some things that we got from our video games that help us be persistent in our work life.
That's
possible. Some of the younger generations in their research has shown like, because these games don't make them try half the time, like try is not the right word, but because there's these elements missing, they don't learn some of these skills that like our generation had to learn from the video games, which is interesting.
Yeah. No, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
No, because I remember... Go ahead.
No. Go.
I always say whenever I play them, I'm like, I remember it being a lot easier when I was younger, but maybe it's more of just because it wasn't easier. I was just forced to develop those skills at a very young age. Mm-hmm. And when you're that age, your brain's a lot more malleable, so you develop those things a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, because you're right. We really were kind of forced to do a lot of things repetitively.
Yeah. Like I think back on like Mario, if you remembered to do the halfway save point, cause there was a halfway that you could do, but if you missed it as you kept going and you died, you started the beginning of the level again.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Same with like Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh. Some of those levels were ridiculously hard.
They're pretty hard. Yeah.
Oh, good gravy. I have beat Super Mario. I've never beat Diddy Kong.
Yeah. I beat the first Donkey Kong. I never beat the second or the third one. Yeah. And I did beat Mario. But yeah, no, there were a lot of like, it's a lot of coordination. There were coordination and time being and very precise. Like you really have to be very like laser engaged, laser focused in order to beat a lot of these things.
Yep.
And you have to, and I think part of it's because like the thing I have is kind of a remake. So the delay from the controllers to the game reactions is a little bit wider, but then you had to still account for that too. Like you press a button and there's like, it doesn't jump instantly. So you have to kind of account for that too.
Do you have one of the little ones?
Sort of. It's like, I don't know where it is, but it's about maybe that big. That's got a slot for both 16 and 8-bit games.
So, oh, there's slots. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have one of them that is already preloaded with like 100 of the Nintendo games.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
That's came cool. out. I was gifted that by a creepy neighbor who thought that I was attractive.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that, but you got games out of it. So.
You did get something. Yes.
I did get something, but I was creeped out at that point because he somehow found out I love Disney and left me a Disney birthday card.
Nope.
With that.
No.
And, oh, weird.
And thankfully I was moving within the next month.
Okay.
No.
Because I was, like, I just turned 30 and he was like in his 50s. So it was creepy.
Did he add you on social media or something? Or did he just like...
No. Apparently my lovely guy friends met him in the hallway and was talking to him about me. They are no longer friends.
Wait, was this in college or was this recently?
No, this was in Fort Wayne.
Oh, okay.
Actually, one of the friends who decided to open his big fat mouth and like answer questions is not actually a friend. He did something unspeakable to one of my friends he was dating, and he is on my short list that I would gladly go to jail if I had to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's three men on that list.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you've told me about some of these. I can't
think of the place.
Well, one of them is a Holly ex. One of them is another friend ex. And then I have another friend ex.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You. Anyways. Yeah, so video games. Fun stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they can be. You know, I haven't... Yeah. I haven't been super engaged with video games as a whole since a teenager, but I jump in off and on every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my husband kind of got me back into it because he's a gamer. So it's just, I don't do it all that. He's like, you haven't played the game in a while. I'm like, yeah, because I'm reading. This is my real hobby. Like,
Have you ever played a game called Stardew Valley?
No, but I've heard that I would like it. I feel like that's a game you would
like. Yeah, no, I feel like it's a very you kind of game.
I'm told that I need to do that one, and I need to play Animal Crossing, apparently, is another one I would love.
I haven't played it.
Because it's very similar to Dreamlight Valley.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm super excited because they are doing a remastered version of Zelda, and I'm going to say it wrong, I think, Ocarina of Time. And that was my absolute favorite game growing up on 64, and they are releasing a remastered, like totally redone version of the game for Switch 2. So I had to buy a Switch 2. I did not want to buy this, but I bought it because the price is going up in September. Yeah. Any of my people listening, if you love Ocarina of Time and you want it, get the Switch now before September 1st because it's going up in price, which is annoying because they used to go down in price, not up. Stupid consoles. So yeah, I don't have much to say about Illusion Island because I will never play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
But next week? Hold on. Let me look at my schedule. Yes, next week. Next week, we are talking about Dreamlight Valley. That will be a long episode because Ashley has a lot to say about Dreamlight Valley.
Cool.
Okay.
Because I have been playing it since it came out. I have put lots of hours into it.
Right.
I'm super excited.
Because
we just got Hercules and Phil.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Now I need Meg. I need Megara, people. You left out the best person. I do have Hades.
Honestly.
Hades is in there already. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have my Disney villain husband. Love me some Hades. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
Yeah.
I do love Hades.
So, Pixie Dusters, if you love Dreamlight Valley, please come back next week to hear all about it. I'll give you the details on the... what we kind of did with this, the background and semantics, but then I'm going to talk some great things that I love about it and some things that are coming up with it because it's always updating. So see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is part of Limitless Broadcasting Network. Check out our website for information about the hosts, merch, and all of our podcasts. Production for today's episode was handled by the Dream Team, Ashley Danny and Sammy Brooksby. A final special thanks to Dan. His discerning perspective is the secret ingredient that helps us see the bigger picture.